Fine.
You know what?
Uh-huh.
Did you talk with Barbara Underwood?
Bob Underwood? No, let me write
here's
that down.
Well, honey, I just called Barbara because with me, the only thing that I can remember is I was one that started up the second meeting here, which was in Pasadena Church, Pasadena Community Church. And then I was instigated in starting the club up, I think it was in the 1600 on Central Avenue.
Uh-huh.
See? But Barbara has been here. And then, of course, I left here in 49, and I went out to California, and I was out there. And I didn't live steady down here. I used to come down in the wintertime.
Uh-huh.
See? Now, did you get in touch with Dick and Bonnie Graves?
No, but I need these people's names. Do you have their phone numbers?
I looked, honey, and I can't find it. But I'll tell you what, Barbara may have it. And I just spoke to Barbara, and she was right on the ball. She says, oh, Bill, that was started with that sergeant from MacDill Air Force.
Uh-huh.
See, and I've forgotten his first name, but it was started with this sergeant and...
Roy Yergin.
Yergin, yeah. Sergeant Yergin, that's right. And Fred McMullen. Now, Fred McMullen was the dentist in Clearwater.
Uh-huh.
See?
Right.
Now, I believe, honey, that, I believe that they start... Now, where the first meeting was in Pinellas County, I think it may have been over Clearwater. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Barbara would know, and she did say that she had some papers on all this stuff.
Oh, great. Do you have her phone number?
Yes, dear.
Okay.
It's 895.
Uh-huh.
2379.
Okay.
Now, here's what, honey. You see, I don't think I could help you real much on it. Just that, as I say, I was coming and going. You know.
Uh-huh.
And I think that Barbara could help you. And by the way, she was that when we did have the club up in on Central Avenue, she was in charge of the club, and also then we started a little intergroup meeting there.
Oh.
That was the first the old timers that were around at that time, they were against the club because they said, now one in particular, I think one of the old timers, which was your mayor, was Fred Meekin. He was in the real estate business. We used to call him Deacon Meekin.
Right, yeah.
His wife, Angela. So they got up and they said, well, you start a club down here, you might as well put a red light outside.
Ah.
I said, well, I heard a boy's getting laid in back of a church. But we did have the club, and we ran for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
And that was on Central Avenue, and Bob managed that.
Oh.
See?
Uh-huh.
So I think she could straighten you out on a lot of stuff. Now, I'm also going to, I'm trying to think of Walter Ewart. If I can get in touch with Walter, who was also down here. Now, he started, I think, when he came down here, he's one of the first down here, too.
Uh-huh.
See? But I think that Barbara can help you out more than anybody else.
Oh, great.
And Bonnie Graves. Don't forget that name.
Okay.
Ask Barbara for the phone number.
Okay.
I was looking up in my book here, and I don't have it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
If you need anything, if you're stuck on anything else, let me know.
Okay, I sure will, and I sure do appreciate you giving me that name and number. That really helps a lot.
Yeah, she's telling me, I have a paper on here someplace, and whether I threw it out or not, I don't know, but she also, it was the beginning of the AA down here. She did mention the sergeant's name.
Uh-huh.
You know, he was out of MacDill Air Force Base.
Right.
And of course, McMullen, Dr. McMullen.
Right. Yeah. One more thing I wanted to ask you. Do you have any speaking engagements now? Do you know of any?
Do I know of any?
Yeah, are you going to be speaking soon?
Not offhand. Are you interested in knowing it or what?
Yes, I would like to know so that I could come and tape it for the archives when you're going to speak. If you could let me know, I have a... the archives has a pretty good tape recorder, you know, that we can record that. And I'd like to do that. I have your talk from the old timers meeting. Lewis Campbell recorded that for me. And I really appreciated that. But I would like to hear your, you know, your long talk.
Was that the holiday? Let me see now. Where would that
be? At the Rebos Club.
Oh, at the was that when they rose the thing?
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah, I have that. So, but I would like to have your full talk.
All
you know.
Right, dear. Okay, we'll do. Okay. All right, honey.
Thanks so much.
All right, dear.
Okay.
Get in touch with Barbara and mention Bonnie and Dick Graves. And I'll get in touch with Walter Ewart. He's not well, but I'll see if he, and I'll give him your phone number.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Right. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
He borrowed $15,000. Now, whether he got it financed or what, and you know, he's broke. Now, in 6 months, he sells that for $500,000.
Yeah, I can believe.
He pays all his debts off. Now he's traveling around the world to eliminate some of his taxes. He don't want the money for 5 years, you know.
And
one trip he made was in Ireland. He was one of the first foreign people to speak in Ireland, Dublin.
Oh.
That was a good many years ago. You know, that was when A was in its infancy.
Uh-huh.
I thought that, and he's now, he's got a place out in Long Island called Ewart Square, all kind of properties, you know, big shopping centers and all.
My goodness. Does he still go over to Ireland or any place?
Not that I know of. No, he's not well, by the way. He doesn't even go to AA meetings. Once in a while, he'll go. But he's not well, and he has trouble breathing.
Oh.
But he knows what he's doing and all, and he sounds very beautiful over the phone.
Boy.
I did mention, I said, Walter, what about that Coca-Cola? Didn't they first start the building? He says, yes, I was in there.
Wow.
So you get that now. Did I give you his number?
Yeah. Right.
And then you can call Dick and Bonnie Graves, and they can give you an inkling of what has been going on after all that stuff.
Right.
You know, because Barbara tells me that Dick and Bonnie was in before her.
Yeah.
See? So you do that, then.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's waiting for your call.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could get these people together and meet.
Wouldn't that be nice? Okay, well, we're getting ready to have an archives committee meeting on Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
And I'll see if we can't plan something because...
Yeah, I mean, like, now, and if it could be someplace where it could be convenient.
Right.
Because Walter is not well, he can get out. I've got to stick around here. I get out once in a while.
Yeah.
But I think that, and Dick and Bunny, of course, they're very active.
Right.
And Barbara is still active. I think she goes down to Unity quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I mean, Unity, that's the meeting of St. Mary's
Church. Right, yeah.
Okay, honey.
Thank you so much. Okay. Bye now. Fine. How are you?
I'm fine, dear.
I wanted...
Outside of a couple of coughing spell that I get.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you get in touch with Walter?
Well, I called twice yesterday. I called in the morning after I talked to you, and no one answered. So I called back in the afternoon about 3 or 3:30, and some young woman answered and said that he was resting and would probably rest until 5 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
And then I had company and couldn't get back to him. So, I thought I'd tell you, you know, maybe I can call him next weekend. I wanted to call him.
Did you call him today?
Well, I'm still here.
Yeah.
I thought possibly he rested every afternoon. This is the first time.
I don't think so. I know he's not well, but he'd give you more information than anybody.
Okay, well, I'll try again this afternoon then. I just didn't know. I didn't want to bother them since I had called yesterday. Well, now, I couldn't get their number, but I talked to Barbara Underwood.
Uh-huh.
She said she didn't know what they were doing, that she didn't see them around anymore.
Oh, yes, they're still around.
Yeah.
Yes, they're still around. Of course, they don't go to the meetings in town. She goes to the meeting in town.
Right.
They come out of Sunshine or a home group or something.
Okay.
But they're still around. But I looked, honey, and I can't find their number. You know, it may be possible that you might be able to get over the group office.
Yeah,
you
at
know?
The inner group?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But you keep after that Walter. He's the one, he remind me of the Coca-Cola. He was there when the Coca-Cola was there.
Yeah.
In the Coca-Cola building.
Yeah. See? Right.
Okay.
Okay. I just want to tell you what I've done.
All right, dear.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Keep
the cork in the jug.
Okay.
Bye-bye, dear.
Bye now.